Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 10th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 113 points, 1%, closed at 11,894. S&P up 10 points, 0.9%. NASDAQ up, not by much, 3 points, 0.1%. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is now reportedly on his way out more quickly than first thought, maybe by Monday. A former central banker is expected to head up an interim government to try to lead the country from its debt crisis. The yield on the Italian 10-year bond fell to 6.9% today. That means tensions are easing from yesterday, but it leaves the cost of borrowing in Italy dangerously high. After the scorched earth left by the stock market on Wednesday, it's hard to see why market players did any replanting today. Cash Mansouri is an economist who also writes a blog called The Streetlight.
There were a few positive signs. Italian interest rates went down a little bit, and it looks like political developments are happening in the right direction in both Greece and Italy that make some resolution more likely in those countries. But I think more generally, you know, it's hard to read too much into any one day's pause in the panic.
The phrase of the week when it comes to the European financial mess is, write this down, lender of last resort. Some financial experts are now arguing that Europe needs one of these in a hurry. Playing such a role might be the European Central Bank if it were to print a ton of emergency money to neutralize the sovereign debt mess. It wouldn't be easy to push the ECB in this direction, and it might take a new treaty, but Mansouri says there may be no choice.
The fact that the other sort of mechanisms to try and bring things under control are just not adequate enough. The only thing left, you know, when you eliminate all of the possible, what remains, however impossible, is your solution. And in that case here, it's the ECB.
And what a lender of last resort is essentially pulling a Ben Bernanke, is turning the European Central Bank into something closer to the U.S. Federal Reserve, where if there's a big emergency, they invent money, they print money.
Yeah, and it's not just a Ben Bernanke. To be honest, there's a long tradition of central banks doing this for their governments going back 200 years. When governments run into liquidity problems, traditionally central banks step in to fill the gap. The ECB has not had that role because of political considerations and because it's, you know, it's an awkward creature as being the central bank of many different countries, which is, you know, unique in history, really. So the ECB has stepped away from that role and explicitly said, we are not going to take on that role. But really, that is a deviation from the norm, not the usual situation.
And for the second time in the history of the universe, the average 30-year mortgage in the U.S. has fallen below 4%. 3.94 was the rate for last week. And then there's the challenge of actually getting approved for a mortgage in an environment where lenders are being careful, if not extra picky. Checking the Marketplace Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Word today that just over half of working mothers in the U.S. get paid maternity leave from their employers. Note this includes women who have to use their sick pay and or vacation time in addition to any pay from the boss. The Census Bureau says 2/3 of the mothers who got some kind of paid maternity leave had college degrees. Without a high school degree, it was just 18%. That gap is widening, and that pushes the pulse down today. See more on who's getting paid maternity leave and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.